Hello and welcome to the Romantically Inclined podcast. Today is a Michaela episode, which if you've been listening for a while, you know what that means. We're going to talk weird shit, specifically Santa and holiday themed smut today. Winter holiday themed smut, because later we might do like Irish, Ireland, leprechaun. There's the word I was looking for. Leprechaun themed smut. So they're all holidays. We do a lot of holiday themed smut.
With everybody.
Yeah, we will do, send us, if you celebrate a holiday that we have not represented, send us some smut related to your holiday. We want to make it happen for you. We want to discuss all holidays, big or small, Christian or not. So
hopefully so, not. Please free us from these struggles. Yes.
Yeah, send us some really weird shit, please. Like, I would love to hear like a menorah shifting story.
That would be good. Yeah.
Right? There's 12 of them.
Yeah, wait, exactly. How many?
Are there 12 candles? Ugh, I'm showing my religious ignorance here. I don't celebrate. Okay. I celebrate Christmas for fun. I have been good. Just cramming as much Santa and Grinch-themed smut into my eyeballs as humanly possible.
I'm going to say we did read a Grinch book, but I think for legal and morality reasons, he was just referred to as a monster. But he was obviously the Grinch, but like they couldn't say that it was the Grinch. So
yeah. Just but the cover, the terrifying cover that I shared in my stories and that you will see on my Instagram when this episode releases, it haunts my dreams. For literally, it's reasons, a terrifying art cover.
It wasn't the Grinch. It wasn't the Grinch for legal reasons.
It was not the Grinch. Grinch themed monster.
Yes.
That was not the Grinch.
That suspiciously looks like... Yeah, no, we have nothing. But we do have a lawyer on retainer if we need one, so...
Yeah, and she writes holiday-themed smuts.
That Kate says I star in, but she's wrong. She's never been right about anything.
We'll get to that discussion. Actually, fuck it. Let's get to it right now. Let's just skip Grinch and start with Kat Wynn's holiday novellas, because... I was reading Hotel Maid, which apparently is the second book. Michaela was like, why the fuck did you read that one first? I'm like, I didn't know there was an order. They happen simultaneously. I was like, why the fuck does it matter?
Okay, so Kate is a chaotic reader. We've discussed this at length many times. One of the reasons why I like fell in love with Kate is because she was talking about the Hidden Legacy series, and this bitch opens up her story by saying, so I read Nevada book 2, not realizing that it was book 2, and then she just kept reading, like she finished the book and then she read book 1 and then she read and then she started reading Catalina book 2. Like, at no point does Kate think, I'll jump on Goodreads. I'll check out the fucking order of these books. So when I specifically said to you, you read Holiday Games, then Hotel Games, what does she do? I'm going to read Hotel Games first. She's just like, you know what? Anarchy. Why not? No,
in my defense, any book that is a part of a series needs to have a fucking number on the spine. Because guess what doesn't have it? The Hidden Legacy series. Am I just supposed to guess which book? I need to open up the cover and read like books by the author to figure out what the order is? No. If you don't have a big number 2 on the spine, so when I'm looking at it on the shelf, I know what it is. No. Then all bets are off. Then it's legally not required to read it in order. That's a law.
Okay, look, I think, you know, with these holiday novellas, it's probably fine to read them out of order, but the fucking Hidden Legacy series, like...
I was very confused.
Did you read Lord of the Rings in like correct series order? Like, it's just like, did you check out season 5 of Game of Thrones before watching season 1?
You don't know if I did or didn't. I don't know.
I definitely know that you would have done something like that. Says the woman who spends like 3 hours a day watching her super cut scenes from all of the, what is it? The K-dramas that you watch and you fucked up your husband's YouTube algorithm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're here to expose each other. This is our Christmas cheer.
Yeah. On that note, before we get into this, Michaela's husband found me on his Instagram page today. I came across his Instagram, like, you know, newsfeed. No, wait, what's it called on Instagram? It's not the For You page, and it's not a newsfeed. It's just your homepage? Whatever.
It's just his reels. Like, he was in the reels section.
He found me in the reels. Yeah. And my first question, though, was, why wasn't he already following me?
He doesn't even want to follow me, okay? Like, I'm going to put that out there. Like, so the fact that
He's unwillingly following you.
Exactly. All I do all day is like hammer him with reels. It'll be like, this is so, okay, so there was actually this one that popped up. Kate's seen a picture of my daughter and my husband. And it was like, my mom always wants to fight me because I look so much like my dad. And I was like, yes, because, you know, it's just like my daughter. It's just, she looks like him in a wig, essentially. Like, good thing that, like, he's a very beautiful man. So, like, it translated really well to, like, a pretty little girl. And I just do that. And then, like, it'll be like, oh my God, look at this. And it'll be like a dog farting. And then it'll be like, we should cook this, but meaning he should cook that. Just me passive aggressively trying to gaslight him into thinking that he thought to cook something. And yeah, so that's like, he doesn't want to follow me.
Gaslighting for good.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we have cooked things from Instagram and they've been fucking delicious. So you're welcome, husband, who's not going to listen to this.
Okay. Well,
I'm doing all this
why isn't he listening to it though?
Because he has to hear me talk enough.
I know that he's nearby. Like, you said he was on Howls.
He's on Halls. He's on Halls.
He's on Halls. Listen to me. I'm Australian now.
Okay, mate. No. Oh, no. Yeah, he's around, but he's paying no attention to me. He's been playing video games. DayZ, if any husbands or girl gamers out there are listening to this. So go kill my husband. Fuck his shit up.
Perfect marriage.
I'm also, Kate's looking at me like insect because I've got this little candy cane. I'm just like giving it these.
She's really on theme today, guys. So I guess that means we should go back to these. So do you want to talk holiday games or hotel games first, bitch? Which one are we doing?
Holiday games first. Okay.
All right.
August is our female main character. And I'm just like, that's like Kate. You know what I mean? She's a little bit skittish. She's kind of suspicious of everyone. And then there's this like TikTok famous Jack. He's a TikTok famous chef. And yeah, it's a novella. It's hot. It's steamy, snowed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have like only one room. They have multiple places to sleep, but it gets really cold. So they share the same room. Jack shows up with a kitten. Mm-hmm. And August is like, what the fuck is this kitten? Like, she's like, I've never owned a pet. I'm not a fan.
She absolutely hated it. She was like, I think she actually did think maybe we should just leave it outside. Like, truly, yeah. Like, Jack was like, we couldn't leave this cat outside. And August was like, maybe. Like,
and conveniently, Jack volunteers his time at an animal shelter. Mm. So he has all the necessary things. He has like a playpen for a cat in his car. He has cat food. There is no mention of a litter box or litter, but a pee pad.
Yeah.
But still, I'm like, we'll see if she shits on the pee pad. I don't know.
We have buried the lead because Jack eats ass.
Oh, yes.
Ass. Like, so I guess
why isn't that the first sentence of the blurb?
Exactly.
We have to talk to Kat.
I do. Like, Kat, like, come on, we've got to sell this. This is important here. And then so in hotel games, in holiday games, we're introduced to Olivia and Henry. Henry is August's brother. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon. Oh my God, that rolled off my tongue so well.
That really did. I'm actually really impressed. I didn't even remember he was a doctor. I didn't even remember that part.
And Olivia is a hairstylist who has hot pink pubes.
Yes. And
she's one of August's best friends. And they're snowed in at a hotel. And it's like, it's just funny. I love Olivia.
Yeah, I love it because like it's over the past 10 years, they've been like hooking up, but not sex. Like they've never had sex before, which I was like, that is some great willpower. But there's been like oral, I think there's been some finger situation. Mm-hmm. There's been just heavy makeout, heavy petting over the, like, so they've just been slowly getting closer. Olivia totally gets off on fighting. Like she loves it. She's like, can we just say fuck you to each other's faces and then like angry make out against a wall?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did vibe with that part of her.
Yeah.
Like angry fucking is just delicious. So.
No, I love Olivia. So there's,
because Olivia is Michaela. I'm literally the entire time I'm reading this book, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm pretty sure this is a direct quote that Michaela has said to me at one point or another. I messaged the author, Kat Wynn, and I was like, is Olivia based on Michaela? And she was like, no, but I did borrow an awful lot.
No.
Not the hot pink pubes.
I don't have any pubes. I can confirm that on this podcast. Olivia, she does. There's one thing that Olivia says that is like, I started laughing when I saw it because it's like, Olivia's like, there are, like, it's snowing. It's, like, belting down. Like, you know, the roads are getting fucking closed. And Olivia, they see this, like, Holiday Inn or some cheap-ass motel. And she's like, can I get a view of the pool? I'm a triple water sign. And I had directly said that to Kat. And then they're like, oh, that's amazing. Here's a view of the car park. And she's like, brilliant. Thank you.
That was the line where I messaged Michaela. I'm like, okay, I think this book's about you, bitch.
She also had, like,
pretty sure I'm reading your sex book.
Yeah, well, in the sex book, so Henry's really uptight. Like, August and Henry, they're siblings. Delicious. So August on the first book. And I actually upset Kat because I was like, oh my God, it's like Violet and Klaus Baudelaire from A Series of Unfortunate Events, like, grown up. And she was just like, why would you do that? I was like, well, you know, like, if the shoe fits. But Henry is like a secret little freak bitch because there is titty fucking in this book.
My titty fucking shelf is no longer empty. But I would like to clarify that there may have been titty fucking in other books I read. I just never thought to make a shelf about it. So I made the shelf like 2 weeks ago, and then brilliantly enough, I read this book and now there is a titty fucking book on my Goodreads shelf.
The world aligns. The world aligns. And there you go. So there's arse eating in one book and titty fucking in another book. Both by Calvin, you know.
It's perfect. And they were perfect. They were like the perfect length and they were the perfect amount of just like, they weren't shoving your, it was like holiday vibes, but not holiday themed. Like, you know, they're not fucking under a Christmas tree. They're in like a dirty hotel room. I do like at one point when Olivia's like trying to get Henry to fight with her and he's just like, I really like you. And she's like, this is not how it works. Like, why are you being nice to me? I'm trying to hate fuck you right now. Like, you're throwing me off.
It's like, stop being nice to me. Like, I hate it. And then when they finally do get together, he's like, we could have been together this whole time. And she's like, oh, well. Like, I guess we were leading up to it. He's like, it's been 10 years. Like, fuck you. Like, it's...
I couldn't believe when I read that it was like 10 years that they've been doing this. I thought it was going to be like they fucked, like they made out for the first time like 2 weeks ago and they've been like meeting up ever since. But it's like 10 years. They played the really long game on this one.
And you're a big fan of edging, so that was perfect. Like, there you go.
It was like nice edging, but like I didn't actually have to sit through the edging. So it was like I pseudo sat through the edging. It was beautiful.
Accelerated.
Yeah. But yeah, so those were great. Then they're both on KU if you want to give them a readsies. Do we do the Grinch book next?
Yeah, let's do the Grinch
book. The not Grinch book, the green monster candy cane cock book that's not the Grinch, even though the heroine's name is Cindy, which we had a problem with. Okay, so the book is How the Monster Stole Me on Christmas Eve by Jade Price. I didn't mind the writing. It's a little novella. I'm not expecting, like, you know, fucking, I'm just gonna go back to Alona Andrews, like, level writing here. And I read the whole thing, and I immediately wished I didn't. I was hate typing about it to Michaela, like, the whole time I was reading it.
And then she's still expecting me to read it? Like, that's the best part. This is, like, I know that a lot of people, like, think, amazing, how did Michaela get, like, I don't know how I landed on this podcast, guys. I was but a simple farmhand, and I was plucked from obscurity.
You're on here because you're willing to read whatever I tell you to read, and I'm willing to read whatever weird shit you find.
Yeah, so it's like a my name in this chat is literally Nepo Baby. I understand my privilege. So I had a real life friend actually ask me about you. She goes, and she didn't know your name. So she goes, how did you become friends with Romantically Inclined? And I was like, that is the power of the internet. You just harass someone enough in their DMs, and they will put you on a podcast. I have some notes. Oh my God, I have notes. I love this.
Of this book? Oh God.
Of this. Okay, so in this book, there's actually 69.
Oh,
did you remember that? Okay, there was 69.
Yeah. I was really distracted. At one point, she's supposed to be tied to the bed, and then the next scene, she reaches for his dick, and I was like, girl, your hands are supposed to be tied to the fucking bed right now. So
maybe it was like a play. Like, it was like pretend tied to the bed, you know?
I did. I reread it like 15 times, trying to think if I was stupid before I talked about it on the podcast. And honestly, who knows? Might still be stupid.
One of the lines that so I've written down 3 points on this one. The second one is, I'll be fucking my sweet Cindy's candy hole. And then I've got all of these question and exclamation marks beside it in the way that only I type. The one thing that I do want to say about, like, all of these Krampus books, this is like something from Pretty Little Liars. These men are all pedophiles. Like, they were like, I've been watching you since you were a child. Oh, sweet Cindy, the true believer of Christmas. And you're just like, you're an ageless man talking about this, like, actual, like, they're all grown, but it still was very disturbing.
Yeah, I think Cindy, and is Cindy, like, I'm basically a spinster who will never find love, and she's, like, in her late 20s or, like, early 30s?
Like, 26.
We're like, whoa. We're like, okay.
It's fucking rough.
Yeah, like, why did she have to be Cindy, Lou? Like, why couldn't, Lou Who or whatever, why couldn't she have been just, like,
any other name?
The hot mom whore that he dates in the movie, right? Isn't there, like, a, like, really awesome lady who's just down to fuck green fur?
Any other name, movie? Literally, on planet Earth. That yeah, would be.
We didn't like that part. Honestly, I will say that the author's imagination is something to be admired.
Yes.
Because the book was whack.
It was great. He had peppermint flavored cum.
Yeah. I respect that.
Is the monster in the room with me right now? Like, it's like, put down the candy cane. He did have that crazy.
You're like, he has delicious peppermint cum as you, like, deep throat a candy cane.
He did have, like, that weird dick as well, though. Remember, it was like, is his the dick that looked like the, and it, like, forked off and, like, retracted and stuff?
I don't remember that part, but I did start to glaze over my eyes like towards the end. I was just like, it got to be so much. And I couldn't get past him being covered in fur, honestly. Like, green, I couldn't.
You're not a furry? You're not down with the furries?
No, I did read Red by S.J. Sanders, which is, like, three wolf, like, it's, like, a wide choose with three wolf dudes, polyamorous, I guess, some of them fuck too. And they were covered in fur, and they had, like, wolf mouths, and I remember thinking, like, you know, we read Ashley Bennett's, I can't remember the title, book as well, which was good, and those didn't bother me as much, and so I think it was the green. I think it was that he's green. And, like, he doesn't, like, wear, I don't know, just, like, a weird dick and green fur.
Was he wearing pants? I feel like he was wearing pants, the green fur.
I think on the cover he is wearing pants, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he, like, steals, like, literally steals her from the house. Like, she's just trying to live, you know, like, she's
stuck. He, like, drugs her.
Yeah.
He spikes her, like, hot chocolate. Like, it started out totally non-con, then she, like, wakes up tied to a bed or some shit. Like, I was like, whoa. And I didn't like his confidence. I'm going to come out and say it. I didn't like how confident he was. He was like, I'm going to keep you forever. And, like, fuck you. And, like, you're going to take my cock in your candy hole.
Candy hole. Do you know what? Maybe we should try that on our husbands. I'll be like.
Not.
I'm going to call my, like, Papa Elf. Be like, Papa Elf, would you like the candy hole?
I'm just picturing Papa Elf from the movie Elf. Like, the little old man.
Good. That's exactly what you should be imagining.
No.
I think that the funniest thing is that we speak about so much, like, with, excuse me, to do with, like, sex. We never discuss our own sex lives. Like, there we are, just, like, confidently talking about, oh, yeah, Cindy Lou was, like, railed and she was hanging upside down. And then it's just like, I have two children. I had sex to make them, you know?
Well, we can't confirm or deny that.
Okay, we held hands. That's what I tell my kids. Like, we held hands once.
Well, moving on to another nightmare, do you want to take a book that you read, or do you want me to go next?
All right, well, I think that I've just got one. I didn't even put the cover anywhere because it is, like, proper erotica cover. Mm-hmm. It is called Krampus Christmas Summoning, and the chick is, like, wearing kind of, like, lingerie. It's a really, really short book, and she... It's like a thief. Like, well, she's just a bitch. Like, she's a bitch character. She's at her boyfriend's for Christmas and steals a pair of his mother's earrings or, like, necklace or something, like, really fucking bizarre like that. She's just, like, a little klepto bitch. And then somehow summons Krampus and they do anal. So she's cheating on her boyfriend. And then she goes upstairs at the end of the, it's like 30 pages, goes upstairs at the end of the book and is, like, gonna fuck her boyfriend.
So this one's just erotica then, like, no HEA, happily ever after for those.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't even a happily ever after for her and her boyfriend because she cheated on him with Krampus.
Yeah. Okay, so trigger warnings here, cheating and no HEA.
And stealing. Like, she's stealing
and
from
klepto.
His parents. Yeah. Yeah, she was a real piece
That's
of
a
work.
Very strange book.
It was. What's a book that you read without me?
Right. Let's see. I read Enticing the Scrooge by Jessa Kane. Did you read that one? I can't remember. Okay. I love Jessa Kane books because they are just absolute madness. Like, it's like Jessa Kane is just sitting at her house and people DM her like really weird ideas and she just goes, yeah, okay, but I'm gonna make it 10 times weirder than you even just suggested. That is how Enticing the Scrooge. Yeah. That's how Enticing the Scrooge came about. Okay. So in this one, I literally just wrote this book as bonkers. It's about a little skinny orphan girl who for some reason is running the orphanage. She's like just turned 18. And now, of course, all Jessa Kane books are just turned 18. And she, the guy, his last name is Scrooge or something, is having a huge holiday party to find his wife because he doesn't get his inheritance unless he marries. He doesn't need the inheritance. He's like Elon Musk level rich, but on principle, he's like, I want the additional $1 billion.
You're going to need to put a warning for Elon Musk at the start of this episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if that was triggering. Yeah,
it's a jump scare.
Yeah, so this is, rich guys are kind of ruined for me right now, I will say. I'm having trouble with the billionaire trope. Mm-hmm. But she comes, like, panhandling to his door. She has, like, a hat in her hand. She's wearing a shift, and, like, it's, like, threadbare. And I don't think she's wearing shoes. It's snowing. She shows up at his, like, window.
She opens up with, "Evening, governor. Spare change for a lady."
Seriously, that was the vibe. I was like, what is happening? I mean, I get it. You know, it's based on whatever the original, what is the original tale of that Christmas story? No.
I love how, like, I come on this podcast and say with my whole chest, I'm like, never watched Star Wars, never going to, never seen Lord of the Rings, don't know the original Christmas tale.
Is that, I don't know what it's originally called. Anyways, so she's like on his like back porch, I'm pretty sure. It's like not even his front door. And he instantly, all Jessa Kane heroes are always like instantly in love and obsessed with the girl based on looks. She's like filthy and standing on his stoop, like poor out of her mind. And he's just like, I want to fuck you so bad. So I think she faints like immediately and drops her like hat of change. This sounds so like, I'm not like making fun of her circumstance. I'm just the imagery of like this, this man fought, like, instead of being like necessarily concerned about her, he's just like, I'm gonna fuck her so bad. I can't fuck her if she's like passed out. So he's like, I gotta bring her inside, warm her up. Right? He's like, I gotta warm her up. He does. And then he starts thinking, okay, well, maybe she heard about my big ass party to get a wife. And she's just here playing on my like heartstrings. The heartstrings he doesn't have. Like, he's known for being an asshole. Mm-hmm. So when she wakes up, he accuses her of that. He accuses her of being a whore. He takes her virginity with his fingers. And then she shoves him off, and like, of course, she bled everywhere because it's like, you know, Jessa Kane just really plays into like the virginal trope, which is fine because I know that there are people who really like that trope. And as long as you are clear about that being your thing and knowing it is inaccurate, then it's fine. She bleeds like everywhere.
I stumbled across Jessa Kane's like daddy thing when she was just going through her big daddy stage. So I've got to find some of these virgin ones because that's
They're like, I mean, I don't think I've read a Jessa Kane book where the heroine is not. And the thing is, like, the heroine has always never seen a penis before, doesn't know how sex works, like, a child. It's kind of like, I don't like that part. Like, so he's explaining what a dick is to her. She's like, he's like, have you ever touched yourself? She's like, I don't even know what that means. Like, shit like that.
Yeah.
And she shoves him off her. She runs out the door. And this motherfucker humps the bloodstain on the mattress until he comes. And he's, like, crying, basically. He's like, I can't believe I took her virginity with my fingers. I'm gonna fuck this bloodstain as, like, penance. But I'm not gonna come. I only come inside her.
Beautiful.
So, and then it just keeps going, like, from there. Then he realizes she is not... Oh, God, there's a dog. Okay. Then... fucking dogs in the background. Then he realizes she is not a whore, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, my God, what have I done? And the story progresses from there, and he just chases her down and forces her to bend to his will. And he takes care of the orphans that she takes care of, obviously. But only as a means of getting to fuck her. He does not care about the orphans. And he never really does. And I do respect, I respect that. That was true to the billionaire, like, aesthetic.
Yeah, I respect this man's confidence in him not giving a fuck about the orphans. You know,
it's
Well, yeah, yeah, it is like Elon. I don't think I can read this now. I'm just going to imagine Elon Musk. So
honestly, okay, so again, I like Jessica Cain books. I have read most of them. I did not like this one. Like, I was, the whole time I was hate reading it. Mm-hmm. I like, my favorite is her, like, bigger guy series. So there's, like, Hefty and Heavy Husky and Burly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like those ones. And then this one was, like, too much.
And they're great for the Goodreads goal as well. Like, it really does elevate.
I think I read 14 in a row in October.
Yeah.
That's, you can check my Goodreads for that.
Very, very on brand. Okay.
It's funny, if you follow me on Goodreads, you just see the patterns I go through. Yeah. So back in, I think, January or February, I read 40 gay romances in a row. Sports romances in a row. So when I'm scrolling through my Goodreads, it's just like, uh-oh, in my gay phase, I guess, because it's just like, I'm like, but they were so good. Like, it was just like, all these authors have this amazing thing where they partner with each other. So I read all of one author, and then she had a series where she partnered with another author. And then I was like, well, I guess I ran out of her books. So I'm like, I will read this author now. Powered through all her books. She also had a series where she partnered with somebody. I'm like, this is genius, because you got me.
Yeah, you realize, like, these authors, like, ran a train on you?
Yeah, they did. They got me. That's also how I found Neve Wilder did a series, I think, with Only James. And then I read all of Only James. And then, there's one other author that I read at the same time. And it was just, like, a bunch of psychopaths that I was just falling in love with. So then I went through a psychopath phase. A psychopath MM phase.
Mm.
Yeah. Jesus. And then a Jessica Cain phase.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I've been reading. Like, I feel like I wrote down all of the books that I read this month. And another book that we read together was Tinsel and Tentacles by Kate McDarris. We actually talk about this bitch a lot, seriously. Like, it's just like, we're always like, oh, well,
yeah. She keeps hearing what we're writing or what we're going to be reviewing the next month. And then she writes a book for it. She's genius, honestly. Yeah. She has, like, it just completely figured out.
I know. And this book was actually, it's a little bit longer. It's like, what, maybe like less than 150 pages, I want to say, but it was still really good. It's like a rock star romance throuple. It's the, what is she? Sydney's the publicist.
No, and Marcy. Then
Marcy. Sorry. Sydney's from her.
I actually looked it up and wrote down that Marcy is a personal assistant. Ryder is a bodyguard, and Barney is a rock star.
Barney the rock star.
I know.
No, it's great. That one was really, really good. The rock star has the tentacles. I would have liked an explanation about how he got the tentacles, though, because they didn't know the tentacles were there. But the tentacles worked. And it was
they've been with him for like 3 years working with him. And then for the first time ever, they walk in on him in the bathtub. Or they see him through like a window in the hotel room. The hotel room is like a window to the bathroom. And they see, this is like chapter one, and they see his tentacles. And they both decide, like, they're like, you know, this doesn't really bother, like, we're a little bit shocked, but we're not bothered. We're not bothered by this at all.
Yeah. I love these tentacles. This is how it works.
And later, everybody gets fucked by tentacles. The Ryder, the bodyguard, gets fucked by tentacles. There's tentacle fucking while Ryder is fucking Marcy. There's, like, tentacle fucking while Barney is fucking Marcy. Like, everybody fucks everybody at the same time. It was just a great little orgy.
Yeah.
Well, does it count as an orgy if there's only three? I think an orgy is 4+.
Look, I'm going to write that. We're going to discuss that. We'll figure that out later.
That's an Urban Dictionary question. They would know.
Yeah, that isn't.
They would know.
I keep laughing because, like, the faces that Kate is pulling. I mean, like, I think that one time we actually need to do, like, a live, like, you know, episode to kind of invite people along, because this has just been the hand moves for me, man. It's usually me who's, like, gesturing wildly, and I've given it to Kate. She's got the brain cell today, guys, so.
Yeah.
There's that.
I just take every conversation we have very seriously.
Good, as you should. Yeah. What else did you read? Tell me more.
Let's see. Okay, so here's a book I didn't particularly like. Even though people did recommend this to me, so it obviously is something that other people liked. It did not vibe with me for a very, very specific reason. So it was called Krampus Knot by Imani J. The writing itself, fine. I couldn't finish it, though, because the main character talked like an actual person. Like, it was, like, I want realistic dialogue in my romance novels, but I don't want a shit ton of slang and stuff. So I wrote she called the other, she's like having a conversation with her friend, and the main character keeps calling her hun, calls her bro at one point, says, I don't trust any of those motherfuckers. Like, it was like having a conversation almost with myself. But it was like, for me, it was like too casual. Like, I just could tell I wasn't going to like the heroine. And I honestly, it's probably because it partially reminded me of me.
Yeah.
But it, you know, sometimes you just get those books where you're just like, there was nothing wrong with it. It just was not, it was not the book for me. So I don't even know what it's about. I got two chapters in. I never saw the Krampus. I don't know. So that's one I didn't like. And then there was another one I didn't like called Krampus and the Crone by Honey Phillips. And I do enjoy Honey Phillips books. So this was just, I don't know. I guess I didn't really want an alien holiday romance, like where he's, I don't know. So here's the actual issue I had. I'm boring everybody. The actual issue I had is that I hate when names are on the nose. Okay, let me explain.
Cindy.
We did not like that. Like, I get it. He's a Grinch monster. You do not need to name the heroine Cindy. Because one, in the movie, Cindy is a child. So that is messed up.
Actual fucking child.
Like, so, yeah. You didn't need to do that. So in this one, there is an alien who has never heard. So Krampus exists. And this is an alien who crash lands on a human planet, has no idea what Krampus is, has never heard of Krampus before. His fucking name is Commander Krampusarian. And immediately I'm like, this is fucking stupid. What are the chances a man who has never heard of Krampus crash lands on a planet that believes in Krampus? And he's like, well, I don't know why my name has Krampus. Like, come on. Yeah. I didn't like it. It wasn't awful though. It was like, he's a virgin. She's like a witch that the entire town hates, and he's kidnapping children. Also, Krampus kidnaps children. Here's a guy with Krampus in his name also kidnapping children.
Yeah.
Two on the nose.
Couldn't kidnap someone else, like dogs or men.
Seriously.
Or,
so it was like, it was good. I mean, it was entertaining, but I, at the time, was just like, I don't want an alien Krampus. I just want like a demon. To fuck. A demon Santa. To fuck.
Yeah. The demon Santa. Did you end up reading, what is it called? Grave Tidings by Salem Sinclair?
I did not.
Oh, that one was really good. It was.
Yeah, I should have.
It's part of a series. Yeah, no, it's, I'm definitely going to read more from Salem Sinclair. It was kind of this girl who'd gone through a breakup. She was living in this like small town. Like, it was sort of like Cozy Mystery vibes with like a healthy dose of fucking. There was a lot of BDSM.
Perfect.
In it.
That's my new obsession, actually. You've nailed it.
Perfect, right?
Yeah. That's how I always describe Stalked by the Kraken by Lillian Lark.
Oh.
I'm just like, that book just really gave it, there wasn't a mystery, but that book gave me real, I always describe it as like cozy mystery monster. Or cozy monster, I guess. It just made me feel like happy.
Yeah.
It was just witchy enough, and I don't know. Anyway, sorry I interrupted with my tentacle.
No, well, I mean, they all sort of run together. I think that everyone kind of realizes that now, like, the books that we read, it has a theme. And if it deviates from the theme, such as an alien Krampus, maybe Kate isn't going to enjoy it, you know? So these things happen.
Occasionally I dislike books and tell you about them. But again, I'm always very real about why I dislike them, and that it's not the book's fault I didn't dislike it. It's just a personal tick that I have that I don't want to read books with that situation in them. So,
well, this is kind of why, like, I very seldom rate books on Goodreads for that reason, because it's like, it's so personal rating a book. Like, I truly just think, like, I know that some people consider like a 3-star like low, and I'm like, you know, it's
a 3-star for me is, well, honestly, it really depends on the book. Like, I rated The Love Hypothesis 4 stars, but I would not recommend it to anybody. Like, I'm not, unless somebody specifically wanted like a very, I don't know, Star Wars themed romance where, like, not Star Wars, you know what I'm saying? It's a fan fiction of Ray and Kylo Ren. So I'd be like, if you want that, I got it.
That's like the perfect, exactly. And it's just like, and because I have had a lot of people, like, since I've had, you know, been on the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, what's a book I should read? I'm like, absolutely nothing that I'm reading. Because like, this is like veteran shit. Do you know what I mean? Like you kind of get to a point. And it's even when like, you know, you're reading a sports romance. I read one the other day and I was like, I messaged the author and was like, la, 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 like this person and this person need to get together. Just like, oh my God, so many people have been saying that. I'm like, so do it. It's just like, make it happen. You know, like, let's get it popping.
That's how confident you are as a reader now. You're just like, I'm going into your DMs to make suggestions for where your book should go.
Exactly. And I do that to authors when I'm like reading their book. I'm like, oh my God, like I fucking love this part. Like I like literally.
I've heard that authors love, I mean, I'm not speaking for every author, but a lot of authors who I talk to, especially like indie authors, are just genuinely happy to have anybody in their DMs who isn't like sending a dick pic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had a, because I actually posted this thing on my story. And it was like, once you call me a good girl, all bets are off. And I think like someone messaged me and I was like, they called me a good girl. I was like, not you.
Yeah, you're like, no. This was very specific. This was a very specific quote.
This is for romantically inclined. Thank you.
I almost responded to that, but I was like, too on the nose. I know this is for me.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know, as long as you kind of like, you know, acknowledging that it's there, that's fine.
I acknowledge you.
Oh, thank you.
Keep telling me we totally skimmed out of Grave Tidings, which is an amazing title, by the way.
Well, yeah, no, it was just like it.
I Does think somebody come out of a grave though?
No,
somebody.
So he's just Krampus, and she. No, I know. Like,
I wanted to be like a zombie Santa, you know?
Well, yeah, he's like the complement to Santa. Like he sort of is like, you know, the anti Santa, and it's like really like heavy sort of BDSM themes. Sort of like a little bit of an open-ended, like happily ever after, like he leaves his number for her and stuff. And it's really well written. I definitely want to check out more from the series as well, because I think that there's like other mythological sort of creatures. Like it's paranormal in the way that she's human. There's other people. Like, I think that she was previously dating maybe like a wolf or something like that. But he was a dickhead and broke up with her, much to Krampus's benefit.
Is it an HEA at the end?
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of a bit open-ended. Like he's just like, he leaves the phone number for her. Just like, ooh, a night of amazing sex. You know, after she falls over and like totally eats shit, like trying to fucking pull a tree up into the house, which is just insane. The other thing like in these things is like, I've never seen a real tree in this country. Like, real trees don't exist here. I think, like, one, like, they were selling mini real trees.
Do you mean, like, real Christmas trees? Yeah. Or does Australia have no trees?
There's no trees here. They all burnt down in the fires. Shouldn't joke about that, but it's pretty true.
Well, I was just confused. You kept saying, I've never seen a real tree. And I was like, a real tree or a real Christmas tree? What?
I'm actually part of the Truman Show simulation. Like, I've never left this town.
So I was like, I don't understand. What?
Yeah, no. So, yeah, we don't have real Christmas trees here. Mm.
No real pumpkins, no real Christmas trees.
They're fucking real pumpkins. Okay, it's not my fault that the Americans misname their pumpkins.
What would you name our pumpkins?
Well, it's like, you know how American cheese is like plastic cheese to the rest of the world?
Okay. Yes, actually, okay. It is actually called American cheese. But we do have normal cheese.
You guys can't even spell color. You spell it without the U.
How dare you? Actually, I was a pick me girl in fucking junior high and high school, and I always spelled with a U.
Good girl. Were you obsessed with like British bands and things like that? Were you like a MySpace kid? Okay.
I didn't get MySpace until like 11th grade, I think.
Wow.
And I didn't listen to music until I was like in college. Other than I had like two hit clips. If you remember hit clips. So no. I could listen to 12 seconds of a Britney Spears song that I didn't even know. And like 12 seconds of Bye 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 by NSYNC. So,
I'm going to talk to your mother about this. Get her in. Patch her in.
Mary. Oh, actually, I did like Bare Naked Ladies. Canadian band. I went and saw them in concert. They were my first concert.
Oh my God. I think my first concert was Janet Jackson. And then obviously, like, you know, I don't know if you could tell, I was a little bit of a punk kid growing up, sort of into like, oh no, really? Yes, okay. So I used to go.
I've seen pictures of you, so.
Yeah. a lot of like hardcore shows and stuff like that. So that was my my things.
Actually, that's a lie. I did listen to Panic at the Disco and two Avril Lavigne CDs. Her first one and her second one. That was all. And Numb by Linkin Park. I would listen to that when I really wanted to be upset.
I actually met Linkin Park. So there's this, in Australia, like, we never have any meet and greets. Like, it just doesn't exist here. So what I used to do, and this, like, I met Good Charlotte this way. I was obsessed with wrestling, so I met all of these wrestlers. What I would actually do is I would show up at the airport, and when they were boarding their flights, I would just approach them. No, I'd just approach them. Yeah, to go home. And Chester Benningfield was really sick after he'd performed at Livid Festival. I would have been like 15. So this is, you know, like 3,000 years ago. And he was like, he just didn't want to get a photo with me. And he's like, I'm so sick. I can't even walk. And he coughed and I got sick because of him. But I got a photo with Mike, the guy who like rapped me. I don't know what his last name is, but yeah. And I also met Jurassic 5.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a band.
Never heard of them until right now.
They're great. No, all of these things. What are you doing for Christmas? Tell me your Christmas plans and what are you reading? Let's do a little interview. Let's do a little Q&A.
Okay. I just feel like last night, we do Christmas in like five different parts. So last night, normally we have a tradition called Fry Fest, which is something my dad's family started where we get our fryers out and we fry a bunch of food and you're only allowed to eat fried food. And then my aunts and uncles, I have one aunt and one uncle, they give us our presents. And then my mom and dad give my cousin their presents and we eat a shit ton of fried food and feel very sick. But this year that can't happen until after Christmas. It's happening on the 26th. So, but we wanted to get pictures with Santa. So we had my brother-in-law, who is like 6'4", come over, squeeze himself into a little Santa suit that I have.
Give us a visual.
No, he is not single. He is not single. Squeeze into the Santa suit. And I was like, I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to go get a bottle of whiskey to thank him because he's child-free. He plans on having no kids. And the first kid he ever held was my child. So he's just like, has no experience with kids. And I was like, this is a little bit torture for him. And I'm so grateful he's doing it because we have nobody else to play Santa for my nephew who's 4. Anyways, he comes over. I forgot to get a bottle of whiskey. So I go into our bar downstairs and I'm like, I know we have unopened bottles of whiskey down there. So I grab one, I bring it up, I hand it to him. And him and my husband are both like, oh, it is a $120 bottle of whiskey that I just handed him. My husband and I have no idea how it ended up in our bar. We did not buy it. We think it was gifted to us. So I'm sorry if someone is listening and they're the ones who gifted it to us. It's covered in dust. We've had it like 4 or 5 years.
Vintage.
And so I was like, ooh, like, you know, I again, we've never drank it. But then the cheap ass in me was like, fuck, I should have got him like a $15 bottle of Malort or something, which is a local Chicago whiskey that will kill you if you drink it.
Basically. It's like that episode in Parks and Rec, you know, when April stands up and she's like, all wine tastes the same. If you pay more than $15 a bottle, you are very stupid. Same thing. Whiskey, all of it.
If anyone cares, it was like a bottle of Johnny Walker Black or something. If that's something.
I'd rather have someone piss in my mouth personally.
It was in a box and everything.
Well, there you go. Perfect. It was already wrapped up. I think that anyone who deals with children should be paid $10,000 a minute. Yeah.
I was like, this is good for at least like 3 or 4 years of you dressing up as Santa, right? Just to be clear. He was here like 20 minutes. Perfect. And then as he's leaving, my nephew goes, I'm going to watch you go out, Santa. And he like tries to follow him up the stairs. And my brother had to go up and like get him. Be like, yeah, you can't watch Santa leave in his Dodge Charger.
What? Fuck. That's so stressful.
With no muffler. I love my brother-in-law, but like, why would you take the muffler? It's not that cool. I hope he's not listening. He's not going to be Santa anymore. He would never listen. On Friday, we're going to my husband's brother's house to do something.
Perfect.
Have a party.
Yeah, and then the romantically inclined baby, who I affectionately call Rib. Rib can ruin their tree.
Oh, yeah. They are the people, and I love them, but their house is like walking into a Hobby Lobby. Just breakable shit everywhere. And now they have a baby, and we came over that one time, and we walk in, and they just had like 80,000 figurines in every corner of their house. And my son's just like, bah, 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 like touching everything, pulling everything down, carrying enormous like crystal pumpkins around. And we were like, this is not going to fly, guys. And they were like, oh, well, like, we'll, like, I'm sure our son won't do that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, see, like, my kids are well past the stage. Like, my kids are 10 and 7. And my house is still childproof. Like, I haven't bought any new furniture. People bring babies over. I'm like, let them fucking shit on the couch. Like, set fire to something. Like, I dare them, you know. It's just fun hanging out at my house. What can I say?
Yeah, going to a non-child, and I don't expect other people's houses to be childproof, but, like, do not expect me to have fun at your house if you invite me over and it's not. Yeah. It's just me chasing my child around, trying to keep him from ruining, like, your entire life.
Exactly.
He's going to end up in your toilet. Like, he's just going to.
He is so cute, though. He is such a little cutie.
He is cute. He's very cute. He pooped on the potty today.
Good on him!
Yeah, he's only 16, he's 16 months old.
That's the best. What a freaking legend. Yeah. I toilet trained my kids by giving them a chocolate button every time they went on the potty. So I'm that mom. But you know what, it worked.
I mean, it depends on the kids. Like, that would work on me. So I have eaten so much fucking chocolate today. Oh my God. And also, well, I have a couple more books to talk about, but Jesus. We bought some chocolate covered pretzels at the store. My nephew chewed all the chocolate off of the pretzel. And left the pretzel. The pretzel wound up in our sink somehow. I was like, why is this pretzel in our sink? My husband comes up and he goes, Kate. I'm like, what? He's like, did you do this to the fucking pretzel? Did you eat the chocolate off this pretzel? I was like, I'm a grown-ass woman. I did not eat the chocolate off of a pretzel and then leave it in our sink. What? Like, what a horribly accusatory thing to say to me. Like,
The pretzel's the best part. What's wrong with this child?
Seriously. No, well, he's a weirdo. I love him, but he's a super picky eater. So I expected this from him. But I was like, how dare my husband think that I, a grown-ass woman, would do that?
Why not put it in a bin as well?
I think it was on a plate, and the plate just wound up in the sink. But I was like, how dare you accuse me of this? Fucking dare you?
Do you want to fight your husband? I'll just roll into his DMs. I'll be like, look, mate. Mate.
He could not handle you. I know it right now. Like, if you did that, he could not handle you.
I'm an experience. What can I say?
Yeah. No, he, just from the stories alone that I tell him about you. No.
Is she okay? It's like, no, she's really not. She's absolutely not okay. And that's okay that she's not okay.
Yeah. This is the romance world, man. If you are okay, then it's just, you're in the minority, because most of us are just losing our minds slowly.
No, absolutely.
That's why we're in monster romance. Like, that's how we wound up here. Do you think that we just got here because we like monsters? No, we are in a slow mental health decline, and we can't handle human men anymore.
No.
We can't.
Well, I mean, yeah. The human men are just, they're too good these days in these books. They're too self-aware.
Yeah.
Hmm. What was the best?
It's getting to the point where, like, if you have a human man, I almost struggle with, like, any of the darker themes. But the minute you turn him into a monster, I'm like, no, it's, I believe that. And it's, I'm okay with it. He's a monster. He does not understand this culture. He doesn't understand the proper way to woo a woman. Okay. Yeah. He thinks kidnapping her is totally cool. And we can't get mad at him because that is his culture.
Exactly. Because I read Love Light Farms yesterday, which is like every fucking person on Bookstagram is reading that book at the moment. And it's cute.
A romance?
Like, it is a romance. It's on KU. It's by E.K. Borison. You've seen it. It's the pretty illustrated cover. Let me pull it up and I'll show it to you. But it was
really called Love Light Farms.
Love Light Farms.
Love Light Farm. Like, it's the name of a farm.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah, and it's like, but it has to do with here. No, look, I'll pull it up. I'll put it on my phone.
I spend so much time on my own Instagram that I like don't. I have never seen that. Oh wait. I do remember thinking it was a little bit of a cop-out to put a plant in front of both their faces so you don't know how to draw facial features.
Exactly.
When I saw that cover. I actually went, that's actually a smart idea. If you can't draw facial features, put a plant in front of them as they kiss.
So that was really cute, but, like, it could have done with, like, someone being murdered in, like, the pumpkin patch.
It was too sweet?
It was too nice. It was like a Hallmark movie with, like, an open door. It was fine.
Okay.
It was okay.
Well, I feel like a lot, that's what I want on the Hallmark Channel. I would watch the Hallmark Channel if they had open doors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or at least something even behind the door. It just ends in a kiss. Like, just let me imagine them fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I did watch a Hallmark movie, and it was like, It's that chick who is in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and she has like that really square face.
Jillian. Is she the one who was in one where like Justin Long is in it and they're trying to, it's like how the guys, what, oh my god, I wish I could just delete all this part of me talking in this podcast. I'm looking it up. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking it up because I'm bothered now. I always IMDb. I was telling Michaela that last night, like, if I am watching a show, like, I was watching Wednesday, and every episode is just me IMDbing characters. I'm like, she looks familiar. What's she from? She looks familiar. What's she from?
She just learned that, like, the actor who played Gomez in the films from the 90s passed away.
Yeah. I was like, oh. I was really sad about it.
Because I made my kids watch Addams Family Values with me yesterday as well.
I mean, it's so good, so I don't see why you wouldn't.
Exactly. It totally slaps. And they love...
But I did like Wednesday. I finished it today, and I did really enjoy it, actually, so.
Yeah, I want Wednesday being, like, a 35-year-old, like, jilted woman, like, having to navigate, like, online dating and...
Yeah, she had a great idea. I was like, I would fucking watch that. I would absolutely watch that.
Maybe I'll write that book. I'll read a book on how to write a book, and then I'll write that book.
But I told Michaela, I was like, this is basically just a mix of Veronica Mars and Harry Potter with an evil main character, basically. Yeah, it's like if Harry Potter was an angry, pessimistic girl.
Yeah.
And then also solves crimes, like Veronica Mars, who is also a pessimistic, angry girl. So I was like, this is great, but I've seen this before in like 18 different ways.
This is Kate trying to talk about Vinnie Van Lo again. Who was the Vinnie Van Lo in that show?
Vinnie Van Lo.
Who do you think? No, but who do you think, like, of the Wednesday, who is, like, the Vinnie Van Lo? Maybe the principal.
That's honestly, like I was going... Oh, no, because it'd have to be somebody who's, like... I feel like it's almost like Enid.
Enid. Somehow, like, my daughter watched Wednesday, and she has become both Wednesday and Enid at the same time. You can just imagine.
That's how I want to be both of them. Michaela was like, yeah, my daughter is, like, just really, like, basically living the life of Wednesday now. She, like, absorbed her personality and everything. And I was like, I am fighting that same battle. That actress was good. Was it Jenna Ortega? Oh, the movie I was thinking of was He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the girl from that?
I love how, like, these things, like, I've heard of these things, I've just never seen these things. So,
Jennifer Ortega, Goodwin is her name.
No, it's not her.
She has a square face. It's very specific.
It's Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. It's the spin-off with...
Oh.
I'll send you the photo. And it'll be in the little slideshow. Sure. Jenna Ortega, like, I appreciate and, like, love that, but I am upset that the new Scream movie's coming out. She's starring in it. Neve Campbell's not going to be there. And it's all going to be about Jenna Ortega. That's, like, my prediction.
I forgot to say
that. Oh, fucking. She's also
really pay attention to, like, actors and actresses that much, except when I'm IMDbing them, and then I promptly forget. And so the next time. So the reason I did it is I just watched Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
Yep.
It was fucking one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep.
And I do like the original Jeepers Creepers, but I'm pretty sure that the director of those is a pedophile or a sex offender.
Well, look, it's Hollywood, so I wouldn't.
One of those.
Everything to do with that, yeah.
But they're in... So the whole thing that was going on was, like, in Jeepers Creepers Reborn, and it's so funny because I watched this yesterday. In Jeepers Creepers Reborn, there is a, like, weird witchy woman who, like, tells her fortune at one point. And then I was, like, watching Wednesday, and I'm like, that woman looks really familiar. Look it up. It is the witchy woman from the movie I watched the night before. Like, that shit is so weird. She's in, like, five things, and I watched two of them in a row.
Well, that probably says a lot about her acting career and also your viewing habits.
It does. They're real spooky. So I'm on it. Oh, wait, I do have a couple other books that I read, if we want to get back to the
books.
Of our weird thing. I read When She's Merry by Ruby Dixon, which I will read every... It's a part of the RizDiverse series, which is, like, my favorite fucking series by Ruby Dixon, because they're all, like, heroes who don't think, like, again, who don't think that they are worthy of mates. And then these human, they either think they're ugly, or they come from, like, one of them comes from, like, a garbage collecting family, which is, like, super shameful on his planet. And then the human's like, actually, we, like, you know, garbage collectors keep our world running on Earth. So, like, I think that's great. And he's like, what? And so in this one, it's kind of the same. He's like, thinks of himself really poorly. And she just wants to celebrate. She wants to help her depressed neighbor feel happier for a short period of time by celebrating Christmas. Because it's, like, snowing. And she thinks, like, there's no, I don't, oh, I hit my mic. She's like, I don't think that there's any reason to not celebrate Christmas, even though I don't know what time of year it is. So they do. And it was really cute. So if you like the RISDiverse series, I highly recommend that. But the winner of this month, actually, okay, I do have one other book I didn't really like before I get to the winner. Santa's Omega Stepbrother by Anna Wineheart. Again, writing okay. If you like Omegaverse and you like just hot MM fucking, you'll like it. But it's, and they are older characters. So Brody is a 38-year-old Omega whose stepbrother disappeared like 20 years ago. And they were like madly in teen lust with each other. And his stepbrother then just disappears and never contacts him again. Turns out he entered the Santa service. And he has been dropping off a present at Brody's house every single year.
Is it a dirty sock?
I don't know. This time it was a dildo that he shaped after his own cock.
Perfect. Beautiful. Yeah. That's Ihaku energy from My Son of Barbarians.
Right? But he shows up and Brody's in heat. And so instead of getting like a grovel, really, they just fuck madly. Brody gets pregnant and like all is basically forgiven. And I was just like, I know it's a novella and you can't really draw things out a ton, but I am here for a grovel. If you're going to start a book with like a major betrayal, like disappearing for 20 years, and it turns out you've been stalking me and you can see me at any given time in my entire life because you're Santa and you've been like spying on me and dropping off dildos, I'm sorry, but there needs to be a grovel.
Apology. Yeah.
Yeah. Just something. And it was just kind of like wiped away because he's in heat and he needs to be filled with cock. And it just felt, you know, I was just like, bleh, like, bah, I love Omegaverse. And it, you know, kind of fucked me up there. And I also read Kissed by the Krampus by L. Eveland. The writing was good. I made it 12% in. It is super military. Like, I read a ton of military romances and I enjoy them, but I didn't think it was it's called fucking Kissed by the Krampus. I thought it was a Krampus book. And it ends up being a Krampus who kidnaps a military guy who has like PTSD, and there's all this talk about his experience. 12% in, and I would say 8% of it was like talking about his previous military experience, his friends from the military, this and that. And I was just like, at a different time, I probably would have enjoyed it because again, the writing was good. But then he also named the terrifying monster Ollie. Like,
yeah.
Well, why?
The problem as well with doing these kind of like seasonal episodes that we do is there is a time and a place for every book, but unfortunately sometimes they don't fit into the month that they need to be read in.
Yeah.
Like, will you be able to read this book in January? Like,
I probably could. I just wanted Santa smut and Krampus smut, and it was getting really heavy. Also, he was, like, in bed for 3 days, and then he wonders where the bathroom is. And I was like, where the fuck have you been peeing?
Yeah. I hate
like, he was
that.
Injured, but I'm like, where were you peeing before? It's, like, day three.
I always have to do piss all the time. Like, I'm always, like, where is a toilet? Like, it's the first thing.
Yeah. And so he wakes up, and I didn't realize. I was like, why is this a thing? You've been in this, like, cave for 3 days.
Is he just pissing the bed, maybe?
I don't know. That's the problem. And now I have that in my head, and it kind of ruined it. But the worst part was that I really struggled to push through him naming the Krampus, because the Krampus doesn't have a name. He's a terrifying monster of myth. He does not have a name. He has these horns. He's like hideous. Looks, I think he has like a bull nose type situation.
He sounds hot.
Like hooves. And he's just like, I'm going to name you Ollie. And I was like, that is not the vibe. That's not the vibe.
You're fucking with my flow, man.
Seriously, I was like, I want a scary, I don't like that. I don't know if it's meant to humanize the monster, but I don't want to read a monster romance where they give the monster a cutesy name that kind of just ruins the aesthetic of the monster. Like, I'm here to, don't take the monsterness away from me. give him a like monsterier name. The fact that he even named him he named him Oliver and then decided to call him Ollie. I was like, that is a child's name. Mm-hmm. Of course, if it was like a human man, I would have been like, okay, like that's fine.
Cute, like but, a nickname from childhood, but it's like it's an actual Krampus.
Like a best friends to lovers romance where like that's his childhood nickname and he's the only one who calls him that and everybody else calls him Oliver. Yeah. Mm. I'm
maybe
here for it.
In the other 88%. We'll never know. Or maybe we'll find out in January.
But again, the writing was good, but also it was long. Like I think it might have accidentally been a full length novel.
Oh yeah.
Which I was also not here for.
It's not happening this month. Sorry, guys.
No, I was like, I need to get through like 15 novels for Michaela. I don't have time for this. I'm getting better at DNFing. Like I used to be like, I gotta push through. Like I've already put 12% in. I can't count it on my Goodreads goal. I might as well just finish. And I don't do that anymore. I don't have time. But the top tier romance novel, Christmassy theme that I read. Well, holiday theme.
Drum roll.
Was Yuled by the Orcs by Finley Fenn.
Woo!
Hello! And it was kind of a surprise. It's a newsletter exclusive. So all of these were on KU, except for Yuled by the Orcs might be now. I'm not sure. But it came out with her newsletter. And it is a heroine named Lydia, who is a washerwoman, and she does laundry. And an orc shows up on her doorstep one day and is like, hey, like, I don't want to, I think his son does the laundry at Orc Mountain. He's like, I don't want to give my son like all this laundry. He's like really busy right now. Can you do my laundry? And she's like, yeah, okay. And so she does laundry. He comes back a couple days later, gives her some gold. And then he's like, do you also want me to tongue you until you orgasm? And she's
absolutely.
Like, yeah, okay. Cause she's just like single. She's like, I think she late 30s, early 40s. She's like an older heroine. And she just spends her time alone. And she's very lonely. And she's like, I can tell that he's kind of lonely, is like her internal monologue. So, but right from the get-go, he's like, look, I do not want to be exclusive. That's not how I roll. I need a woman who's going to be okay with me fucking other people. And she is upset about that, but she says yes, because she's that lonely. She's like, I'll take whatever bit of him I can get because otherwise I don't get him at all. And that was kind of sad, but he does invite her to spend Yule with him. Mm-hmm. And this is the best part. So she's like eating dinner with him and he's like, I got you a present. Goes to the door, opens the door, in walks the most hideous orc that she has ever seen, naked, with a bow on his dick.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then what?
The main character's name is Trig. And then this is Izog, is the ugly orc. And honestly, most of Finley Fenn's orcs are always drawn in the art as attractive. But in the book, they are supposed to be uglier. But Izog is part of, like, the warrior clan.
Yeah.
And so his face, after, like, years of battle, is just, like, fucked up. His, like, lips are torn. His nose has just, like, been broken 1,000 times. It's just, like, mush. Like, he's supposed to be actually hideous. And there was art in the back. And he wasn't as hideous in the art as he should have been. But it was better. And one of his eyes is all fucked up. And she's genuinely horrified by his appearance. She's like, and they can smell fear. So that's like awful.
How am I
so
supposed
here's
to
this
come
like
in these conditions like
exactly. She's like terrified and he's like, "Will you fuck my buddy who I love?" So Trig loves Izog. Yep. They're like madly in love. Like they care deeply about each other. And so Trig's basically like, "I can't be with a woman who won't also accept Izog, who has never been with a woman before and, you know, cuz he's hideous." And she wants Trig so bad. She's like, yes. And she's, you know, does slowly. Izog's very sweet. Trig is very dominating. So he dominates both of them. And like, it's a very wonderful MMF dynamic. But I just couldn't get past the idea of like, this is like lonely, sad, like humiliated orc. Well, I mean, he's not humiliated by this, but he's been, you know, women are terrified of him and he's like, humiliated by it. Just like standing there. She has like soup on her plate. He just has a bow around his dick.
Soup on the plate, bow around
the
dick.
It was so hot, though. It was so hot.
Are you crying? She's, like, rubbing her
eyes
right now.
No, I have something in my eye. But, I would be crying if I didn't have something in my eye. It was so hot. It was filthy. It was so filthy. There's DP, double pen.
Yeah.
There's licking everywhere. There's There's fluid everywhere. There's licking fluid out of crevices and orifices. Buckets of cum.
Buckets of cum. That was like the selling point. I have only read one Finley Fenn book and I've got to read more. That's like, I need to write down my bookish goals. Like, that's another thing.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I've got to like, I want to read so many different things, but then everything that I have, does that make sense? You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to do these things.
I'm actually, and I guess if I put this into the podcast, it has to come to fruition. But I am going to do something I saw from somebody else on Instagram. I don't remember her name, but she turned her entire physical TBR around so she couldn't see the spines on her shelf. And then she had people pick numbers, and then she would pick a number out of the jar and she would count like to the appropriate book. And then she would pick that book and that would be the book she read. And she, like, her goal, I have way too many to like get through those in a year. I probably have over 120 books on my physical TBR, but I thought it would be fun to like flip them all around, read like one a month from my, and like just let people pick.
I do have a prediction on this because discussed this. I think that Kate is going to be so repulsed by not having a rainbow shelf. Like, there's going to be no visual stimulation and you'll never go into your office.
They are on the bottom of my shelves specifically. We'll so because I don't like to look at them all the time because I feel shame from how many books are on my fucking TBR. Yes. It's absolutely disgusting.
Is it painful that I know everything?
You do. You know too much. I have so many good books on it, though. Like, no joke. There are so many good ones that I am just not... It just hurts me that I'm not giving them a fair shake. But I just... It's so much easier for me to whip my phone out when my son's, like, playing nicely on the floor and read. If I pull a book out, he tries to take it from me.
Yeah, exactly. Children are absolutely monsters. I just need to get better. Yeah, no. But I mean, like, it's hard, man. It's hard being a mom. Hard being a meme queen, as you are. And it's hard to do everything. Somebody,
there are a lot of people starting to make better memes than me, though. And I'm, like, feeling the pressure to make them even weirder. I'm so impressed. Yeah. Sometimes I look at other people's memes and I go, fuck, that's a good meme.
You can't
fuck with perfection. No, that's fucking good. That's fucking like, delicious meme.
Yeah, well, I know. I love a meme. Memes are just, this is how we found each other. And I think that I started following you in 2020. I remember it was because I traced it back. This is like very classic of like Kate. I shared the meme to my story and didn't like it on Kate's page. Like, what a power move. Who the fuck?
Yeah, you did that a lot. That is not, that happens quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Do I? I'm just, or fuck? I like it and don't share it.
That's fine.
Someday, I don't know what I'm
doing. I just love going through stories and I find my memes and people's stories and it's just like a wonderful jolt. It feels like somebody just told me they love me.
Yeah, you know? And also put one of my TikToks into her story. I was like, that's a fucking jump scare. Like, seeing my face. I was like, what the fuck are you doing there, bitch? Like, you kidding? Where the fuck did you come from? Like, huh? Yeah, always skitzes me out. Always. Every single time.
I just want to say, when we started this episode, I texted my husband and I said, I'm recording an episode, please keep it down, because he's gaming and the vent has like a direct feed into my office, and so when he yells at his computer people, I just, it's like he's yelling at me. And he just texted me back It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia gif, which is Dennis saying, I've contained my rage for as long as possible.
Oh my god.
So it's basically, get the fuck off your podcast so I can yell at some 12-year-olds I'm playing Call of Duty with.
Stop shitting on our Christmas cheer, okay?
Yeah.
This is Mariah Carey's motherfucking month, and we do not disrespect her by wrapping up a Christmas episode. This has been going on forever.
I have a good question, though, to kind of start wrapping up.
Okay, yeah.
What, this is for all the authors who listen to us. What book, or like Christmassy theme, or whatever vibe, would you want to see in a book for next year? Like, if we read them again next Christmas shit again next year, Hanukkah shit, Diwali shit. I'm sorry if I forgot your holiday. It's not disrespect, it's just a lack of knowledge. What's missing? What was missing this year?
All the reindeers as men in a white shoe.
Somebody definitely had a reindeer shifter that oh my god.
Was it a 12?
I want a reindeer shifter at all. Yeah, I want 12. I want 12 reindeer shifters, baby.
I only have two hands, but I've got space for all of you in my heart. Bitch, I need to start writing. Seriously, I need to get off this fucking chat.
You at least just need to create blurbs for authors to choose from when they're writing their books. So if they're ever like in a book slump and or a writer's, what's a writer's block, they can just come to your website, which is just absolute insanity written down in like various like 12 reindeer, one saddle. She wears the saddle. And like the authors can just be like, okay, I'll write that one. It's like a little brain teaser.
You can be, I'll be the sleigh. You be the reindeers. Pull me.
Sleigh shifter.
Slay me. Stop.
I do need to read, what was it? Is it Mr. Jingle by Layla Fett?
Oh, yes. No, well, I was telling Layla, like I messaged her as well. And I was
didn't get to that one. I wanted to. And somebody, when I put out a request for Tentacle Rex, somebody DM'd me that book and said, yes, there are tentacles. And now I need to know.
She posted last night about how she's writing like a Easter bunny thing. And I was like, she's like, what should it taste like? Someone was like, I'm going to say Cadbury cream eggs. And I was like, bitch, make it taste like grass. Like, because that's fucking hilarious. Could you imagine that? Like, it's just, everyone's like, oh, he was like cinnamon and spice. And it's like, tasted like grass because he's a fucking rabbit and that's what he eats. But actually, I said to Layla, I want to read all of her books. And she's like, don't read too many in a row. And I was like, respectfully, you cannot fucking tell me what to do. And now I'm going to do it. So.
Actually, if you tell me what to do, I will then do that thing you told me not to do even harder.
Defiance personality disorder, honestly. Like, tell me not to do something and I'm going to go do it. So.
Yeah, she has a lot of books that are absolutely bonkers. So.
But they're great. We love her.
But I love the bunny and grass cum. Like, we have been getting to the point where all these, like, aliens have delicious cum. I would like. Oh, I guess it's kind of like Ruby Dixon has a series where until the dragon is mated to the human, if he comes, it's like coming lava and it'll like kill her instantly.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So then they this have to mate her.
I want some realism in this. It's like
even more disgusting cum. Like instead of even just basic cum, I want it to be like poison.
Yeah. Where are these men with their peppermint flavored cum and where can I find them for my single friends? Asking for them, the pumpkin spice cum.
Why are we wasting time trying to get to Mars when we could be studying how to change the flavor of cum?
Elon Musk, if you're listening to this, get the fuck away from Twitter and investigate this, all right? I'm going to start tweeting Tosca, your sister, the owner of Passion Flicks. Oh my God. When I found that out, my world came crashing down.
Wait, is like, that actual facts? What did you just say?
Okay, what? So like we're an hour into this episode. So, okay. Come on a journey with me. So I follow the Passion Flicks page. Maybe I unfollowed them because I'm like, you know, I have this thing in my head. I'm like, as soon as I get COVID, I'm going to get a month trial of Passion Flicks. And that's all I'm going to watch while I'm sick. Like that's like, and I haven't gotten COVID. So that's fine. Anyway. And then I see Mae Musk comment on Passion Flicks. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, you know, Ariana, what are you doing here? Like, it was just like, and then I click through and Tosca Musk is Elon Musk's sister and Mae Musk's daughter, and she is the owner of Passion Flicks. But if you think about it, Passion Flicks is very much a rich woman's thing to do. Because a lot of these
Passion Flicks is not making money.
No, and I've heard
there's no way Netflix isn't even making fucking money.
Yeah,
there's no way that Passion Flicks is making money.
Yeah, so
unless they're not paying their actors and actresses.
I haven't even heard of some of these books that they're adapting. They're like, oh my God, the book that everyone's been asking for. I'm like, what book is that? What book is that? Like, I've never heard of that for my life. But yeah, so that was my world came crashing down. I know. But I also believe that Tosca and Elon Musk have never actually spoken to each other all throughout their childhood. I don't think that they've actually ever met or spoken, even via text. And then there's like the forgotten older Musk sibling. So
yeah. I knew he had siblings, but I didn't even, I don't know anything about him.
Well,
I don't even have a Twitter. Well, I do have a Twitter, but I can't log in to delete it because I don't know my password and Twitter I'm way too lazy.
Yeah. Twitter is my redheaded stepchild. I never go on Twitter. It is a nightmare hellscape.
And I never learned how to do it. It didn't make any sense.
No.
I was like, I don't understand how you find people. I don't even know how to read a thread. Sometimes I go to try to find the drama. And I'm like, what was the first tweet? How do I find the first tweet? Why isn't it like in order? Why is it like you slipping little retweets in there?
There are people who can make reels and lip sync perfectly, and that's us. And then there are people who can tweet, and that's not us. But
my mom can tweet.
Yeah, well, good for, like, I love that. But yeah, Elon Musk, I know too much about him. I do feel like if he ever met me, he would fall in love with me. So I am very fearful.
Honestly, I can see it.
Of him. And his children are the scariest things ever. So he had all of these kids. He genetically modified them to be sons. You cannot convince me otherwise. So he had one son that unfortunately passed away from sudden infant. Yeah. And then, but then he had twins and then he had triplets.
Jesus Christ.
And then he met Grimes. But he actually, before he met Grimes, he married the same woman twice.
And now he and Grimes have two kids together.
But they're not together.
Yeah, but they're not together.
Kids with someone
else.
They
live in separate homes, but they're not divorced. Weren't they married?
And they live in Texas for the tax break.
Perfect.
So that's...
Wow.
There you go. There's everything that I know about Elon Musk.
What a history lesson of Elon Musk.
He's a Cancer as well, if anyone.
So let's all tweet him to change the flavor of cum.
Yeah, that's the point. Elon, if anyone...
That's the worst part about romance novels.
Yeah.
Unrealistic expectations? Yeah, that cum doesn't taste like trash. Like, I'm sorry, but... Like, yes. The next time a man tells me a romance novels are unrealistic, I'm going to say that. I'll be like, yeah, because cum doesn't taste good.
Could you imagine?
Because guess what? In romance novels, men's cum doesn't taste terrible. Like, granted, okay, if you are a woman who doesn't mind the taste of cum, I am so happy for you. That sounds like a magical way to go through life.
Yeah.
I don't.
You need to tell me the secret.
This whole rant is just, we're just jealous. Whole rant is just because we're jealous. So
we're not like other girls, basically.
No.
It's gone for so long. I think that everyone likes it when we just talk shit. Like, it's just like having a conversation. And it's a weird conversation. We are two weirdest, most mentally ill friends unleashed on society. And
where are all the elf, the Santa's elf romances? Where is a 3'2" man banging
short
a human? Banging a human woman.
Yeah.
Like, I want an elf and not a hot Legolas elf. I want a actual, historically accurate elf. Or multiple elves. Ooh, now it's like Snow White and the Seven Elves.
Yes.
Dibs on that. That is now becoming my story. If you're listening, I will be writing that.
We need to write a book together. I think it would be absolutely hideous. Like, it would be one of the worst things that was ever. Like, if you thought,
how would we write it though? Like, would we switch off chapters? Would you write the female perspective?
One line.
I write the male perspective. One line at a time, back and forth. We're just sharing a Google Doc.
Yeah, just a Google Doc. And
okay, you know what? I want to do this and put it on my Patreon. I would like you and I to spend a half hour writing 10,000 words, 1,000 words. I don't know how long words are. Back and forth. That is now a thing that's going to happen.
Give it a crack. Yeah, why not? In the new year. Okay, so no, is this going to be the last episode of the year?
I have one more. I have my Patreon episode.
Okay.
I'm going to be recapping my favorite reads of 2022.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a few questions before we jet out of here then. So what are some of your goals for 2023 for reading? How many books do you want to read? What's going to be your reading goal?
My goal last year I missed my goal by one fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally on New Year's Eve. I read 4 books trying to reach my goal at 11:30. I was like, there's no way I can fit one more book. And I will say though, I do not count rereads and I reread a lot, which is why I never hit my goals, because I'm like, I'm just going to reread Soul Eater by Lily Maine for the 12th time and not count it as my Goodreads goal. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I should count. But whenever I reread books, I don't read the entire book, which is why I don't count it, because I really tend to skim the parts I didn't like, or not didn't like, but the parts where there's no fucking.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, she just skips to the fucking. Like, she's trying to pretend like it's all that romantic.
Actually, my favorite parts are the grovel scenes, or the scene when the one character finds out the other character is pined for them for so, the sudden realization scenes. Nothing I like reading the ones that are super emotional, the big betrayal, a huge fight. In my old books when I was a teenager, I have all these dog-eared sections. And I don't dog-ear necessarily the sex scenes. I dog-ear the fights that lead to the sex scenes, because fight's the best part. What was the question? What are my goals? So this year my goal was 250 and I'm at 287.
Amazing.
So I might bump it to 300 next year to read 300 books. I don't care if they're novellas. They still fucking count. It can be a 10-page novella. If I read beginning to end, it's a fucking book and it counts. And I would like to put a little bit of a dent in my physical TBR. What that will actually look like, I'm hoping to, you know, 12 to 15 of my physical TBR.
Perfect. I love that. There you go. Yeah. What's another question that people always want to ask you? I feel like I want to, like, interview you right now. I'm just like, I've got her here. Like, what can I ask her?
That's what, in my interview with Sophie Lark, she was asking me some questions. And I was like, you know, I feel like I never give the authors a chance to ask me anything. Yeah. I'm always just, like, pounding them with questions. I'm like, I should let them ask me at the end of every episode should be, like, they get to interview me for a second and ask the questions they want the answers to. But that seems very, like, narcissistic.
Well, I would never say no to a pounding from you. People give a shit. People give a shit. People love Kate. If you've made it this far, you need to tell Kate how much you love her. Because she's a good girl who just needs a little bit of praise sometimes.
Don't turn me on. Uncomfortable.
Fabulous.
I don't know what else is other information. One time I went and bought the complete works of Sherlock Holmes because I thought I was going to be somebody who read Sherlock Holmes when really I just wanted to watch Benedict Cumberbatch and what's his face? Fuck. Yeah. So then I read a fan fiction, really fuck. And I scratched that itch.
Yeah, good. Very good. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Fun fact. What are your goals before we close out? What do you got for us?
Oh, okay, probably the same as they always are. I just set my Goodreads goal to one
to
book.
To what? To one book.
And then
set the bar low.
Yeah, and then I leave it at that until I hit like 100 books. Last year I read 213 books, but that was like because I wasn't dealing with my grief. And I just kind of, oh my God, there's like someone there. Ooh. I just read instead of doing that. But yeah, I would love to crack like 200 books again. Maybe I will. I want to listen to more audiobooks. I'm not doing that enough. I feel like
you've been listening to my podcast too much.
Exactly.
Michaela also listens to the episodes she was on.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind because I don't even listen to my own podcast. Because
it's a fucking rating, okay? Like it's a fucking play. You're welcome. I watch all of your things. I do.
I should just turn it on and let it play on my phone.
Exactly. So mute it. But do you know the funniest thing? I've told Kate this. My Spotify Wrapped. I just got Spotify purely for the Romantically Inclined podcast. But you're probably listening to this now on Apple Podcasts because she's on there now. Yep. Our girl has finally.
Just for Michaela and that guy who kept DMing me about it.
It's there for you go. Bud. It's me, bud. Yeah. So my Spotify Wrapped did not work. Because all I'd listened to was the Romantically Inclined podcast. I was like, bitch, I'm in the top 001% of that's OnlyFans, sorry. listeners. I was thinking, I was like, bitch, fucking 2008 me would have had an OnlyFans, and I love that for her. There's just a lot of things. Like, I was sending nude for free. For free! I could have been capitalizing on that. Honestly,
like 15 dudes out there with just, like, naked Michaela photos.
Straight up. And you want to fucking release it? I'll release yours, motherfucker.
That's brilliant. Keep just it for kidding. Collateral.
Three of them have passed away since then, but that's okay.
Oh. Well, that was depressing. I have never sent a nude in my entire life. I want
have
that
a Merry
on
Christmas,
the
guys.
Record. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Nudes.
I want that to be the intro music to this episode. That's actually, fuck it, that's the title of this episode. I like to pick just random titles like of things that happened during the episode. I want it just to be like, it doesn't make any sense.
That's the point. This is the internet. Nothing has to make sense. These are romance novels. Do you think this is really going to happen, guys? I fucking hope so. I hope that everyone gets their happily ever after.
Yeah. Whatever that looks like for you. So if you are making your New Year's resolutions. just make your New Year's resolution to be happy by whatever means possible, except to the detriment of other people. Like, don't, like, if killing people makes you happy, don't do that. But if it means cutting out your family because they suck, if it means just banging a bunch of people, if it means only banging one person, or if it means banging no people and just reading about people banging. I don't know why all the New Year's resolution suggestions I just gave you involve banging.
Starting it with a bang.
Yeah. Start 2023 with a bang.
Maybe I will start 2023 with a bang. That could be like a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm married, so.
Yeah. I always make the same joke. I'm like, haven't had sex since last year. And I say that on like the 31st of December. I'm so excited for Christmas Eve. For like the past 10 years, I've posted this like fake tweet from Santa and it's like working the night shift tonight, fucking raging. I'm like, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to like my annual like fucking raging. That's so Australian. Fucking raging. Or British as well.
Sure.
We've tried to close this off like 17 times, guys. It's just, we don't want to say goodbye to each other because
it's like every episode of mine is going to be like 5 attempts to close down. And we don't like, no.
Well, we won't talk for like 3 days after because it's just like, wow, that was a lot. Like that took a lot.
Yeah, we barely talk like leading up. Like I'll be texting Michaela about how much I dislike a book or how much I love it. And she'll be like, shut the fuck up. You're ruining our podcast episode.
Yeah. We've got to save these things. I've got to show you this like really funny. Oh my God, this is the best. Can you see it?
Is it? What the fuck are you? Okay, she's showing me a picture of like a furry cow.
It's a goat. It's a goat licking another goat's butt. And it says, her, I got a shower. And then me, come here first and turn around for a minute.
She just showed me that. It was a GIF.
I can't believe you say GIF. Like, that's crazy.
GIF. GIF.
Yeah, I say GIF.
The creator of the GIF calls it GIF. So they're wrong. I'm just saying. Okay. Or maybe that's the peanut butter. I can't remember.
Peanut butter jelly time. Remember that? And
Jiffy.
Jiffy. Yes. I don't think I've ever had that. I think Jiffy Lube. I think American peanut butter has a lot of sugar in it.
It does. I believe. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the container it's in leaches microplastics into your thing. So now my mom only buys peanut butter in glass jars.
I love that. I love her. She's so fun. Bless her. Yeah. I hope she's having a really good
night. I'm not going to do that.
I hope she's asleep and she's never going to listen to this episode because it got
She does not listen to my podcast.
Good.
She listens to podcasts. She just does not listen to my podcast.
Like, would you listen to your daughter's podcast if this is what she was doing?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm the worst. I'm like,
I don't know if I tell her about it though. I would just slip in casual statements from her podcast and just leave her wondering. Whether I never confirm nor deny, just leave her wondering.
I would tell her. I love to, like, I don't embarrass my kids, but, like, okay, so when someone wins an award on assembly and, like, I know the kid and like the kid, I'm the mom who's, like, at the back. I'm like, wow, yeah. Like, I am, like, the yelling mom. They had their Christmas concert. All the kids were, like, sitting down. I was like, bitch, I can't get good food. So I sat with the kids. I stole this pool noodle. I was fucking waving it around. I'm like, I'm in the mosh pit with the kids. The principal was like, this fucking woman. Hope he's having a good Christmas.
Just really hoping your daughter would move on to another school.
No, she's gonna be
still would have had your son though, so maybe
exactly,
not
exactly but maybe he'll not. Miss me. He'll miss me when I'm gone. He'll probably be like, do you want to come back? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Only to film Instagram content where I take video of your crotch. So
it's hot. I'm like more turned on by those videos of his shoes. He just has really nice shoes. I think I have a foot fetish after all. I think I talked myself into a foot fetish.
There's a 600.
Like, I think I just talked about it so fucking much that I gave myself a foot fetish. Is that possible?
They would want to be good fucking shoes for the price of those shoes.
Yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, you do this. I was like, bitch, just say that you went to a private school and be done with it. And he did. Yeah. He went to a private school. So that's fine.
Made sense. Exactly. Well, we are at 1 hour and 29 minutes of Santa smut and tangents. So we'll leave it here because I don't know how many of you are going to make it to the end. If you make it to the end, congratulations and we're
message
sorry
us, I'll give you a little kiss. It'll be like a little
if you listen and you tag me in a story saying that you listen, I share that if that is an incentive to you. I just love it when someone says they listen. I mean, like, hundreds of people listen. And, like, one person a week tells me they listen. And I'm always just like, did the other people hate it? Did they hate it? And they don't want to tell me that they listen to it. They're like, God, this fucking sucked. I'm not going to do anything. I love people in my DMs. I love it. Pop in there, say hey. And read whatever the fuck you want. Even if it's weird Santa smut. If you have suggestions for themes you would like Michaela and I to cover in 2023, please let us know. Because We've already talked leprechauns and something Valentine's Day. I mean, we don't have to stick to holidays. So if you want us to read a bunch of tentacle shit, if you want us to read a bunch of foot fetish shit, just let us know. Just let us know. I'll be reading it anyways.
Bye.
You can say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.